Who is the man most likely to succeed with Jackie Kennedy? Insiders have recently zeroed in on a certain gentleman who seems to suit Jackie perfectly. His name, David Ormsby Gore, or more officially, Lord Harlech of Britain. And the story of Jackie and her English suitor is now underway in the Chicago Tribune. Monday, writer Liz Smith reports on the man who's got the matchmakers buzzing from New York to Cambodia. Just who is this suave aristocrat who so openly accompanies Jackie on her many trips abroad? What are the ties between the two? And why is he so undeniably suitable as an escort for Jackie, the world's most eligible widow? For the fascinating inside story of Jackie and Lord Harlech, quite possibly the most intriguing international love story since the Duke of Windsor's, see Liz Smith's continuing report in Monday's Chicago Tribune.
Operator.
Operator, can you tell me how to get the overseas operator?
For what country, sir?
Well, I don't know what country. I want to call the Titel Europa people and order that fabulous 6-bottle wine cellar.
Oh, but
you
sir,
see, Titel Europa is now offering a whole wine cellar of Europe's most delicious wines. Beaujolais, Liebfraumilch, Anjou Rosé, Chateauneuf du Pape, Suave, and Diamante Spanish white wines.
Sir, you do not have to call overseas. The Titel Europa 6-bottle wine cellar is available at all fine wine stores.
Say, how do you know?
Everybody's talking about this unique wine cellar. Jesse Titel, one of the world's great wine authorities, went to Europe and personally selected these fine wines. In a unique holiday gift carton, the Titel Europa 6-bottle wine cellar is an unforgettable gift. Available at fine wine stores for under $15. You may even want to buy one for yourself. Monarch Wine Importers, New York.
And now we come to the music of America. The music of our country. Certainly, we have had many people come to this land from all over the world. They call us the melting pot, so musical ideas have come in. We've borrowed, we've written new things, and some of the ones that we recall best from our childhood, we will now be playing for you. Joy to the World, arranged by Lowell Mason in 1830 from Handel's Antioch from the Messiah. The words written more than a century earlier in 1719 by Isaac Watts as part of the Psalms of David. Mason set them to Handel music and created one of the most exultant songs of Christmas, and we will take credit for it here in America.
Joy to the world, the Lord.
Imagine if I could ask for a show of hands, how many of you listening have been one of the kings in We Three Kings of Orient Are, the pageant, either at school or in Sunday school? I would see many hands all over the land. This is the work of Dr. J. A. Hopkins, rector of Christ Church in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. It was written around 1857.
Field and pond and moor and mountain following yonder star. Oh, star of wonder, star of night, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect.
westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect.
There's a wonderful story about O Little Town of Bethlehem. Have you heard it? The song was written by Phillips Brooks on his experience in the Holy Land. Having written the words in 1868, he read them to the children of his Sunday school class. He then asked the church organist, a man by the name of Lewis Redner, to write fitting music. The story is that Redner awoke in the middle of the night and had the melody in his mind, and he wrote it down and performed it immediately thereafter in Holy Trinity Church in Philadelphia.
How still we sleepy lie, above thy heavenly sleep, the silent stars go by. Yet in thy dark sweet shine, the everlasting light, the hopes and fears
seems that every country produces its own lullaby concerning the birth of Jesus. We have ours also, Away in a Manger, but there's quite a story involved with this song. There's great discussion here. It's often attributed to Martin Luther, but there is a strong likelihood that instead it was written in one of the German Lutheran settlements in Pennsylvania in the 1800s. Regardless, it's ours, and we love it. Yes, it's interesting to note that most of these songs are from the middle part of the 1800s. In the 1700s in this country, there was just no time, apparently. And religion was a very austere thing and was very serious. There was very little creation of music. But in the 1850s, things began to look up a little bit. Here's one that came from New England in 1850. By Joseph Sears.
It came upon the midnight field, that glorious song above. From angels bending near the earth to touch their hearts of gold. It found the earth goodwill to men. Heads of rain, the sea, the
We're going into another part of American Christmas music now in just a moment. However, before we get to that, I'd like to say something about a good friend of ours. Here, Dutch Mill Candy. This is the season when at any moment you can expect a neighbor to drop in. One of the nicest ways I know of preparing for holiday entertainment begins with a visit to a neighborhood or downtown Dutch Mill candy store or department for a big, beautiful box of Dutch Mill all-time favorites. There is a superb 2-pound collection you'll find that's just filled to overflowing with the old-fashioned creams, the exquisite nougats, chewy caramels, tart sweet fruits, fresh nuts, and a host of other luscious centers. Each of these candies is lovingly dipped in that rich, Dutch processed chocolate, and this is the best. This delightful assortment regularly sells for $3.50, now though specially priced at $3.25. Maybe you should pick up several boxes of these fabulous Dutch Mill holiday candies, and don't forget the freshly roasted Dutch Mill mixed nuts. There are pecans and almonds and cashews, perfect for your holiday table. Remember, Dutch processed chocolate is better, and Dutch Mill makes it best.
Coax the blues right out of the horn.
This year, give the gift of music. Give the original Broadway cast album of Mame on Columbia Records.
Mame, you've got the banjo strumming.
Hear the title song and the great musical score from the critically acclaimed smash hit show, starring Angela Lansbury as Mame. You'll enjoy the haunting If He Walked Into My Life.
Did he need a stronger hand? Did he need a lighter touch?
The chipper, We Need a Little Christmas.
All out the holly,
haven't I taught you?
These great tunes and many more make up the sparkling Mame album with Angela Lansbury and the original Broadway cast. So have a Merry Christmas. Have a Mame Christmas on Columbia Records, wherever records are sold.
Are we going to have the pleasure of seeing you and your family up at Honey Bear Farm one day this next week? Probably this is best for the mothers. Hubby's maybe at work. However, if Dad has a day off, bring him along, with the exception of Monday. Don't come on Monday. Come Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And if you have little ones, time your arrival for 10 in the morning, because that's when Santa Claus will be available to have breakfast with the kids. The little ones, you know, Santa Claus fans. All right, you call 686-6160, make a reservation, and then drive right straight north up the tri-state into southern Wisconsin and turn west on 50. Go west on 50. It's about 18 miles till you come to the Honey Bear signs at a little town called Slade's Corners. Turn south right there and come on in. You will find it's a lovely spot. If you don't have children, it's still a great spot to come and do your Christmas shopping. We have a nice restaurant. We have a country store. We have a Deck the Hall shop. We have all kinds of things. And a home-baked Christmas cookies with the sugar still warm on top. Gets you, doesn't it? Like to see all of you at Honey Bear Farm. This is the last week for bringing the children up. I think that one of the greatest contributions the American Negro has made is to our music, period, but especially to our Christmas music. Now, we could start with the Calypso feel. We can move from the islands right into the southern part of the United States. In fact, we'll do that right now and show you a couple of things about the Negro Christmas music.
I gwine make me a song about Christmas, because Christmas time is so sweet. Why tell how the tree wise king of old came to pray at the Christ child feet. Ring the bell,
ring the bell,
ring the bell,
ring the bell,
ring the bell. Shall be king of kings.
Gaspar was the name of the first wise king, and it said that he came from afar. A vision of the Christ child came to me as he gazed at the evening star. Then straightway Gaspar packed a train, and across the sand came he, with a precious gift of frankincense, Mary's little child to see. Ring the bell,
ring the bell,
ring the bell.
Ring the bell,
ring the bell,
ring the bell,
ring the bell,
and he shall be king of. of kings.
Old Melchior, he was the richest king of the three wise kings, so they say. He had 20 camels in he caravan that came to Bethlehem that day. And among he gifts was some precious myrrh, so rare in all of the land. King Melchior brought it to the holy child for to rub on he cold little hand. Ring the bell!
Ring the bell!
Ring the bell!
Ring the bell! And he shall be king of kings.
Balthazar, he was a mighty king with riches and land untold. That he confiscated from the enemies because he was so strong and bold. But Imamish, she said to King Balthazar, son, ye must be meek and mild. When ye present thy gift of gold to the mother of the holy child, ring the bell!
Ring the bell!
One of my favorite American Christmas carols, written by composer W.J. Work, and the name of it is Go Tell It on the Mountain.
Go tell it on the mountains, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountains that Jesus Christ is born.
Go tell it.
Go tell it on the mountains, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountains that Jesus Christ is born.
Mary's little baby, born on Christmas Day. The wise men come a-running to see where Jesus lay.
Go tell it on the mountains, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountains that Jesus Christ is born.
While shepherds they were watching their flocks that winter night, behold, throughout the heavens there shone a holy light.
Go tell it on the mountains, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountains that Jesus Christ is born.
Go tell it.
Go tell it.
Music of Christmas, our own country now. This is WBBM Radio Chicago, Mal Belairs, and our annual Christmas Card in Music. The sounds that we hear, the sounds we remember from the days of our children, and the songs we teach to our children. WBBM Chicago. The best card we can think of is the one that you can hear, because our business is one of total communication with you. Here's a favorite.
Long time ago in Bethlehem, so the whole Mary's boy child, Jesus Christ, was born on Christmas Day. Hark now, hear the angels while shepherds watch their flock by night. Them see a bright new shining star. Them hear a choir sing. The music seemed to come from afar. Now Joseph and his wife Mary come to Bethlehem that night. Them find no place to born she child. Not a single room was in sight. Hark now, hear the angels sing, a new king born today. And man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day. By and by, them find a little nook in a stable all forlorn. And in a manger, cold and dark, Mary's little boy was born. Hark now, hear the angels sing, a new king born today. And man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day.
That beautiful, simple expression of faith. We'll continue just a second. I talked to Chef Bert Viancourt out at Indian Lakes the other day. In fact, he was my guest on one of our programs here. We were talking about French cooking. I found this man is quite a in the construction of French onion soup. And this is the time of year when those of us who appreciate French onion soup want to find out where it's really good. And I found it at Indian Lakes. He's a French-Canadian, and he understands French cooking like you wouldn't believe. We had his roast duck out there the other night with a flaming sauce. Oh, he's quite a chef. Why don't you come out New Year's Eve? We're thinking about that now, aren't we? You can make a reservation, bring out your friends, or whole party, I don't care how big. You are offered a complete 7-course dinner on New Year's Eve, and champagne, and 2 bands, and all kinds of wonderful fun. $30 a couple. That's quite reasonable. This is really going to be a night for you. It's a beautiful spot, too. Indian Lakes is west of the main part of the city. You know where Addison, Illinois is? You know where Lake Street is. Okay, stay on Lake right through Addison, and just west of Addison you'll come to Bloomingdale Road. Turn south about 300 or 400 yards, and then you go right. Indian Lakes sits right on the crest of a little hill. We will soon have the greatest ice skating and tobogganing and whatever out there, but right now we're thinking about you and dinner, any night with the exception of Monday night. If you've never been there, come on out and see how nice a restaurant can really be with the cooking of Bert Viancourt.
Look at what we've gone and done. Make the Daily News the friendly one. It's lively, bouncy, full of fun. The Chicago Daily News is the big new friendly one.
Hi, Lee Phillip bringing you an exciting Christmas gift offer from the friendly one. Here's your opportunity to choose from 12 world-famous masterpieces by Rembrandt, Renoir, Van Gogh, Cézanne, and other great artists, reproduced on artist canvas in full-color brushstroke dimension. You can have any one of them free by simply ordering a 4-month subscription to the Chicago Daily News. Each brilliant 16 by 20 canvas is mounted on custom-crafted wooden stretchers, just like an original. For complete details on how to get your free brushstroke dimension masterpiece in time for Christmas, see the Daily News.
The Chicago Daily News is the big new friendly one.
Please don't delay. Time is running out. Fill out your order coupon in the Daily News today or call 321-3050. Our next song comes out of Appalachia. No one knows exactly who wrote it, but it says a lot. And it's just beautifully done. I wonder as I wander.
I wonder as I wander out under the sky, how Jesus the Savior did come for to die for poor ornery people like you and like I. I wonder as I wander out under in a cow stall with wise men and farmers and shepherds and all. But high from God's heaven a star's light did fall, and the promise of ages it then if Jesus had wanted for any wee thing, a star in the sky, or a bird on the wing, or all of God's angels in heaven for to sing, he surely could have. Did come for to die for poor ornery people like you and like I. I wonder as I wonder how.
Story about this next one. It's Go Where I Send Thee. It's a children's go-around today, but was once, with an altered text, part of the Jewish Passover service. Known originally as the Carol of the 12 Numbers, this cumulative song is at least 1,500 years old, but we'll claim it here in America because that's where it's being used with current words. Scholars are uncertain, really, whether the Christians adapted the song from the Jews or vice versa.
Children, go where I send thee.
How shall I send thee?
Well, I'm gonna send you one by one, one for the little bitty baby was born in Bethlehem.
Children, go where I send thee.
How shall I send thee?
Well, I'm gonna send you two by two, two for Paul and Silas,
one for the little bit baby was born in Bethlehem.
Children, go where I send thee.
How shall I send thee?
Well, now I'm gonna send you three by three, three for the Hebrew children,
two for Paul and Silas, one for the little bit baby was born in Bethlehem.
Children, go where I send thee.
How shall I send thee?
Well, I'm gonna send you six by six. Well, six for the six that never got fixed.
Five for the gospel preachers. Four for the four that stood at the door. Three for the Hebrew children. Two for Paul and Silas. One for the little baby was born in Bethlehem.
gate. 7 for 7 that never got to heaven, and 6 for 6 that never got fixed. 5 for the gospel preachers, 4 for the 4 that stood at the door, 3 for the Hebrew children, 2 for Paula, Silas, 1 for the itty-bitty baby was born.
Shall I send you?
Well, I'm going to send you 10 by 10. 10 for the 10 commandments.
9 for the 9, don't dress so fine. 8 for the 8, that stood at the gate. 7 for the 7, that never got to heaven. And 6 for the 6, that never got fixed. 5 for the gospel preachers. 4 for the 4, that stood at the door. 3 for the Hebrew children. 2 for Paul and Silas. 1 for the infant baby was born. Born in Bethlehem. Born in Bethlehem.
Well and good, you say, but what have we written recently? And the truth is, not much, outside of the I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus and Have a Holly Jolly Christmas. However, there are two, and we'd like to play them for you in just a moment. Merry Christmas from all the friends at Austin Federal Savings and Loan. Every Sunday, whether this is spring or summer or about time to put the youngsters back in school or Christmas time like now, we say it's fun to own your own home. Only somewhere along the way you usually end up needing some help. We have two men at Austin Federal who could help you, Carl Tresco and Henry Votel. They are experts in helping you plan the kind of mortgage that you need. They also have a very helpful booklet, which is must reading, required reading for anybody about to buy. It's called What You Should Know Before You Buy a Home. The mortgage is a very important thing. It's going to hold up for a good number of years once you start making those monthly payments and building yourself that nice equity. But it must be done properly. May I recommend something to you? Come in and talk it over with either of our two men. 5454 West North Avenue, just west of Central, or give them a ring at 637-5900. They are waiting to be of assistance to you. And Merry Christmas to all the homeowners from Austin Federal. These two songs, we think, are the best of any music about Christmas in the last 30 years.
Crum, 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 crum,
crum, they told.
Oh.
And then there is this one also. And so, the music of Christmas in America, in the next hour, our last hour, the music of Christmas through children's eyes. But a finale, this way.
To a church that stands upon a hill.